Good afternoon. Thank you all very much for coming. It's an exciting day here, and we Republicans are ready to go to work. My name is Bill Dix. I'm a state senator from Shell Rock, and I'm honored to have the privilege to lead the Republican caucus as their minority leader for the next couple of years. I'm joined here today by our leadership team. On my left, Senator Bertrand from Sioux City will be our whip. And then also Senator Feenstra, Senator Ernst, Senator Smith, and Senator Kapuzian will be our assistant leadership team. They're all hardworking people. They come with a great diversity of ideas, values, all have in common hard work and enthusiasm to serve the people of Iowa and to make the kind of difference that Iowans expect us to do. As we look to what we want to accomplish, we're mindful of the voters who have sent us here to do their work. And we know that it's going to be important that we cooperate and look to find common ground with Senate Democrats as we work to do the work of the people. We also know that many Iowans are still looking for an opportunity to get put back to work, and we need to be focused on an environment that accomplishes that. And we get that done by making sure that we continue to focus our efforts on making sure we have a competitive tax environment, regulatory environment that allows for good things to happen, and an education system where people will learn and we can count on student achievement. I would be happy to take any of your questions. Well, you know, that's something that we all worked for, and we recognize at this point that we've all been sent here by our constituents to get the work done, and everybody is committed to doing that, and I have no doubt in my mind we'll work to find common ground where we can and expect good things to happen.
Is that disappointing why you're standing there?
No, I'm standing here because the Senate Republicans made a decision today, along with the entire team, that as we look to the future, this is the team that fits best now.
Why do you think that what's different about this team compared to the last team?
You know, every one of us in the Senate Republican caucus has unique talents and skills, and I'm just happy to have their approval along with everybody here. We are a team, we are unified, and as I left caucus today, I feel everybody is excited about the prospect moving forward.
But you can't say what the difference is or what you bring to the table, maybe the former leader did?
I think we've been served well by leaders over the past, and I'm just going to do my able best to continue to do what needs to get done.
You mentioned cooperating with Senate Democrats. Would you possibly be willing to give votes to a commercial property tax bill that might not otherwise get approval if it is left to Democrats to pass? In other words, would you be willing to actually provide some votes to pass a bill that Senate Democrats don't have enough?
Yeah. We Senate Republicans are committed to finding common ground where we can. And I know that our focus will be very intent on making sure that we create a climate that is conducive to job creation and opportunity. We need to make sure that Iowans have opportunity to excel and produce. And I believe that happens, along with my colleagues, if we make sure that people have the opportunity to succeed.
Is there a priority of your caucus as far as tax reform is concerned?
You know, we have a lot of new members in our caucus, and I believe that we'll continue to have those conversations in determining what our priorities will be. But generally looking forward, I know that we are going to stay focused on making sure we have a more competitive tax climate here in the state of Iowa. Whether it's property tax, income tax, all of those things, those are issues that we'll work out as we move forward in our work.
What about social issues? Same-sex marriage?
Mm-hmm. There are a number of members of the Senate Republican caucus who continue to hold expectations that we can find ways to protect the life of the unborn and give people the opportunity to vote on marriage. We'll look for ways to advance that if the opportunity presents itself.
Given that the party balance is looks like exactly the same in the Senate and Republicans still control the House, what's going to be different this session and maybe get the breakthrough on property taxes that has eluded the legislature for 2 years mm-hmm. now? What if anything, has changed that gives you confidence you can?
Well, I think one thing you can certainly point to that is new is you have some new faces. And with new faces, I believe we all share the hope and optimism that new decisions can become a reality from that. And I know from talking with each one of them personally, they are dedicated to standing up and representing the people from their districts. And you should be a good reason to think that change is possible.
You talked about both pursuing common ground and if the avenue is there, then looking at marriage. Do those two things jive? Because you know where the Democrats stand on that. So how do those both happen?
I'm hopeful that there are members of the Democrats that are also interested in that. And at the end of the day, if that's not where the common ground is, that's something that the people of Iowa will have to consider in a future election.
In how many races were you active? I think, last week you were in attendance at the special nominating convention for Pat Ward's seat.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these senators who are your colleagues now did you actively campaign for or advise?
We actively campaigned and advised for all of them. Everybody here today had an active part in our election process and is vital to the success of the team. The success that we had on election night. While we're not in the majority, we did hold on to 23 seats. And actually, if you look at it, we held on to 24 seats. Pat Ward was on the ballot and she won her seat as well. We need to win that seat again, and I believe we're well positioned to do that. We have a great candidate in Charles Schneider. He's already out working and doing the things that I believe are important to have success.
Does there need to be a different strategy as far as how you work with the state Republican Party to make your legislative effort more successful than it was this time?
Well, I think it goes without saying that every time you go through an election process, you need to examine what you did successfully, what could be done better, whether you win or lose, and we are all of that mindset, and we're going to do our very best to recognize the opportunities going forward in future elections.
Well, for one example, it seems like they spread money out evenly across the various seats instead of targeting districts with help. Is that something that you would point to? Is it something that needed to change next time or be reviewed anyway?
I think there's a number of aspects, Kathy, that we'll look at, but I'm not in a position today to point out any single issue that was a result of what took place. We're just going to look at everything that we do and focus on putting together the right kind of a team to get the job done.
How many of your colleagues wanted the position you now have?
I have no idea.
How many did you hear from when they called?
I'm just pleased to have the support of my caucus in being here today, and I'm going to do my able best. The team here behind me as well is going to do our able best to serve our caucus and make sure they're all effective leaders for the people of Iowa.
Were you unanimous or not?
It was a unanimous ballot.
Okay.